Hello and welcome. You're watching the news. I'm Gargi Rawat. Coming up ahead, a massive controversy over the Allu Arjun stampede case. Also, Bangladesh sends a diplomatic note to India. They want Sheikh Hasina back. All that and more coming up ahead. First, a look at the headlines. A massive political war rages over Allu Arjun stampede case, with his house being vandalized by protesters. The husband of the woman who died tells NDTV he doesn't blame the actor and wants to take back the case. Also says his child who was injured is recovering. Send Sheikh Hasina back to Dhaka, Bangladesh says to India in a diplomatic note. The ousted Prime Minister fled to India in August after her government fell. India confirms receiving the note, sources say. However, we have declined to comment. The campaign trail heats up in Delhi. The BJP releases a charge sheet accusing Aam Aadmi Party of corruption and false promises, while AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal hits back, says the BJP lacks a clear agenda and does not have a chief minister face. Bad news for classes 5 and 8. Your school can now fail you in your year-end exam as the centre scraps the no-detention policy for the classes 5 and 8 in schools governed by it. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appoints Indian-American entrepreneur Sriram Krishnan as the senior advisor on artificial intelligence. We speak to his teacher, who says he was always ahead of his time. And North India braces for an intense cold wave, with temperatures plummeting across mountainous regions and the plains, hill stations covered with snow, rivers and waterfalls freeze.